Hi, Sophie, and thanks for coming in and talking to Spotlight on Brittany.
Hi, Simon. It's a pleasure.
So you have an interesting story. You were a teacher for many years.
Yeah.
And then you decided to not be a teacher anymore.
Yeah.
Do you want to start by explaining what you did and how it happened?
I was a teacher since 17 years, so it's a long way. But in fact, I never decided to become a teacher. It was, sometimes life or you go in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, it was an opportunity. I decided to try, and I really liked this opportunity. I think it was a good job. I take pleasure for teaching. And
you were teaching what?
It was the music.
Right.
I taught the music. And I take very big pleasure to make a big show with children. But it was not me on the scene. And in fact, one day I said to me, I want to make another thing.
Okay. And that other thing was to be a musician.
Yeah, but in fact, it was a dream, but I didn't imagine I can do that.
Okay.
I really loved this job during 15 years. And the two last years, finally, I have no passion for teaching. It was not the same.
Okay, so the thing is, you wanted to become a professional musician and to make under spectacular.
Not yet.
But you wanted, that's what you wanted to become.
Yeah.
And so when we think, certainly English people think of changing a career or changing a job, it's just simply a matter of saying, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm going to do that. But it seems in France it's not that easy. So tell us a little bit about the process of not being a teacher anymore. That was quite an ordeal, I think.
That's very difficult because when you are a teacher, you have a status, but you have a condition.
Right.
You have a good job, you have money. Of course, not a lot of people want to be a teacher now in France. But you have a good situation.
Yeah.
And I was a teacher since I stopped my study.
Yeah.
So I never made another thing.
Yeah.
And at 40 years old, I said to me, "Wow, I don't want to stay in this situation. I don't want to stay in this job to be a teacher." Because I can't now. I don't know why, but I can't. Mm-hmm. But what can I do? I never made another thing. I have no competence. If I go away, I will have no money. I have a house. I have children. What really can I do for? It's a very difficult choice, and I know a lot of people. Are afraid to make this change.
Because it's a very secure job, a teaching job.
It's a security job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to decide to make another thing, when you must pay the house every month, you have children, you have everything, you say, wow, maybe it's just a dream to change, but really...
The reality is different. Yeah. Okay, so that's the same... In any country, obviously, if you're going to go into a job that's not secure, a musician's job certainly isn't secure. But the interesting part, I think, is the bit you told me about the fact that you can't just say one day, I'm going to stop being a teacher and be a musician.
Yeah, in fact, it was during 1 year, I know I want to stop this job, maybe more. But since 1 year, I say to me, okay, I know I can't make this job, but I can't go away. It's not possible. And I continue. My body sent me a message. I was very bad. But okay, nobody knows that. And in January, I go in. It's not holiday. It's un voyage scolaire. You travel with children.
Yeah.
It was great. We was in mountain. We make ski. So it was normally, it was a dream. You make ski with children, you have very good colleague, yeah, and you pass very good time. But in fact, I was again a teacher. I make the mother of children during the travel. And in fact, it was, I don't know, the in English it's the same expression, but la goutte d'eau qui fait déborder le vase, when you add a little part of water and yeah, and it...
Overflows. Okay, yeah. So it's, in English we'd probably say the final straw. It's the last thing that pushes you over the edge.
Yeah, yeah. And when I come, okay, I made everything good in this travel, mm-hmm, but when I come... When I return to my house, I start to cry and cry and cry, and mm-hmm, I know I can't go away.
No, you can't continue.
I can't continue. Yeah.
So tell us about the actual bureaucratic process, because that's the bit that really struck me, the paperwork of just stopping being a teacher. I mean, of course, you're going to an insecure job, musician, or whatever you would be doing, you didn't know. But it's not just as simple as saying, okay, I don't want to be a teacher anymore.
No, it's not. Of course, it was not easy. Because when you are a teacher, you have a job in the government. And for stop this job, it's very difficult. So when I decide to... My doctor say, okay, you can't go for the moment. So I have a stop for three...
A medical stop, yeah.
A medical for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And after it was holiday, so cool. And I call everybody for say, I can't continue. But the first reaction was, I'm very surprised. They say, you must stay a teacher. You can have a medical paper for 1 year, but don't go away. Mm. But I want to make another thing. I don't want to be...
No, you don't want to just be off sick.
No, no. I want to be better, yes. But I don't want to stay in this job.
Yes.
So they say, okay. And I decide to make a disponibility. It's you can, during 1 year, or 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years, you can decide to put a disponibility. It's you have nothing, you have no money, you have no right to make a formation,
right.
You have no right to something. You can work, but you make everything alone. You have no course, nothing. And but if you decide to come again in to be a teacher,
yeah,
you can.
So it's like taking, I think it'd be a sabbatical in English, it might be, where you could take time out without losing your job.
Yeah.
So you can go and do something else, but you're still a teacher.
Yeah.
On leave, extended leave, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to do that.
Yes, I made that.
Oh, you made that. Okay.
Yeah, I made that because in fact, you have three choices. You make a demission. You ask la disponibility, that I say, or you want une rupture conventionnelle.
Okay.
But for la rupture conventionnelle, you must make a disponibility before.
So a rupture conventionnelle is when you leave.
When you leave, but yeah, every part are agree. Oh, so okay, it's an arrangement.
Okay. And so they can say no. They can say no. So it's possible that they could say no. I'm sorry, but you have to stay a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can say that.
This is the interesting part, I think.
And if you really don't want to stay, you can make a demission, but you have no chômage, you have nothing, you have no arrangement. So it's very difficult to leave. And you when you decide to leave, that's a very big thing in France. You lost your le concours. When you decide to be a teacher, you passed a concours.
Yeah, a course. Like a formation or?
Yeah, but a formation, you must be in the top for have the job.
Okay.
How do you say that?
An examination.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's an examen. And so you fight for have the examen. After you can continue to be a teacher.
Right.
and you have the you have everything because you are you in the paper you are a teacher. If you decide to leave this to leave and to become other thing,
yeah.
if you don't make a disponibility,
yeah.
you lost your exam.
Okay.
So if I decide to leave,
yeah.
I lost my exam. I lost money. I have yeah. no chômage. I have nothing. I have no right for course.
Right.
And I can't come again.
So that's right. So you, so if I understand this correctly, if you leave in that way, you have no right to go back and be a teacher in 5 years if you wanted yeah. to. So if it's done with everybody agreeing, you could go back to teaching because you're still qualified.
Yeah, but
if you do it that way, you don't. No, you lose your qualification.
Yeah, you yeah. lose your qualification.
Yeah,
and you can't come. Wait, you lose your qualification. Yeah. It's if like I never teach.
Yeah.
And I'm again a new teacher.
Yeah, yeah. That's a crazy thing. Yeah. So okay, so take us through the next stage. So you went on the disponibility.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I meet a musician and I decide to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we start a gig.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to me, oh, okay, it's the way I want. I want to make... finally, I take conscience. I make my dream before, à travers, with children. Right. They make my dream. I put them on the stage,
yes.
but in fact, it was my dream.
It was your dream to be yeah. on the stage, and you were helping others to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I start gig with the musician I meet,
yeah.
I decide to continue in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in Nantes, mm-hmm. In it was un salon.
Like a convention?
Yeah, yeah, like a convention, and I learned everything about intermittent du spectacle.
Right.
And it was very interesting, but I understand I can't stay in disponibility if I want this job. I must stop the career of a teacher.
Yeah.
Because if I was in disponibility and I start gig and les cachets d'intermittence,
yeah.
in September, when I will ask again a disponibility, I will lost all of my gig,
okay.
all of my cachet.
Okay.
So so I can't stay in this position. So I decide to stop, ready to be a teacher, and I ask une rupture conventionnelle.
Right. So that's when you officially say, okay, with your agreement, yeah. it has to be with their agreement, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. You have to agree so I don't lose anything.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, but in fact, I lose my qualification.
You lose your qualification anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, that's extraordinary. So, I mean, I think I'm right in saying that in England, if you're a qualified teacher and you decide to go and tour the world for 5 years, when you come back, you're still a qualified teacher. But you're saying that because you've left, you're no longer a qualified teacher.
No.
You'd have to take that exam all over again. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. So okay.
That's very difficult for teacher because you don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
And when they say to me, okay, you must make that and lost your qualification.
Mm-hmm.
Fam,
that's a big decision.
It's a big decision. Of course, I cry a lot.
But you took that decision.
Yeah.
So it's very brave. So you said you started deciding not to be a teacher at 40, and I think you're 41 now. Or?
Yeah, 41.
So at 41, to change your career is okay, people do it. But in your case, and in France, it seems that this is more than just a decision of, wow, I'm going to change my whole career. This is actually burning your bridges, we call it.
Exactly.
You
know?
So you say, okay, I've spent nearly 20 years being a teacher and I have a qualification and I'm secure for life if I want to be. But if I decide to do something else, I'm not able to. That's all, it's gone, it's finished.
Mm.
And that's what you did.
Yeah.
That's incredibly brave, isn't it?
I was afraid, really. I was very, very afraid.
Yeah.
I cried a lot because when you make this decision, and family, I have the chance to have a family, very big supporter.
Mm.
But, of course, my parents love me and are very proud of me now. But when I say to them, I will leave the condition that I have...
Yeah.
For be a musician, they say, "Wow, are you sure?" Yeah. And they was very afraid.
Yeah.
So it was not a easy choice.
Not at all. No. And so this is now what, 1 year on, one and a half years later, since you did the rupture conventionnelle.
Less than a year.
Okay.
1 year. Yeah.
So let's wrap it up. And so how is it going? How. Because in order to become an intermittent spectacular, you have to do 43 caches a year.
Yeah.
And you are now at the point where that's looking like it's going to happen quite soon.
Yeah.
So you've taken that decision. You've burnt your bridges.
Yeah.
But fortunately, you landed on dry land.
Yeah.
If that's not mixing it up a bit. So that's fantastic. So, well, thank you very much for talking to us. I think that's a really inspiring story, because I'm sure there are people out there in all sorts of jobs who think, oh, I'd really want to do something different. And you've done that at the point in most people's careers where they think, okay, I've done 20 years, I'll do 20 more, and then I have my retreat, and I'm happy, I have a lot of money, or good money. And you said, nope, that's not good enough for me.
No, we must make what we really want to make in the life. It's short, so we need
absolutely
to be...
Well, that's a really inspiring story. Thank you very much for talking to us, Sophie.
Thank you to you.